This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
The Friends of Ecological and Environmental Learning, also known as FEEL, are building on the success of their annual Halliburton Muskoka Kawarthit Children's Water Festival by offering a weekend filled with workshops, displays, and practical hands-on learning through its first annual Sustainable Shores and Garden event. The focus will be on experiential education, specially selected native plants, and resource sharing with collaboration from local environmental groups who will share their expertise with attendees. The event expands on the native plant sale FEEL hosts each spring. Canoe FM spoke with Stephanie Field, board chair of FEEL, to learn more about the two-day event taking place in Halliburton.
Our mission is, you know, we promote water stewardship for children, youth, community. We do that by building awareness, appreciation, understanding of watershed ecosystems, and we do that through experiential education. And that's why this brainchild of mine, it was built out of getting back to that root of our mission, root, pun intended. And we felt that it was really important to get back to education. We've been historically providing a native plant sale for people to pre-order native bare root plants and potted plants for their land. And I thought, well, there's an opportunity here that we're really missing on furthering the breadth of education around the benefits of. And that's where it started. And then I realized after getting together with some other organizations, environmental organizations, about 2 years ago, there was a lot of us around the table at HCDC and or environmental organizations throughout the community. We all got together and started talking about other ways that we can support each other. And that seed was planted and it came back up. It sprouted with this type of event. It seemed like a really good platform to be able to share the space, amplify the message of what we're trying to do. Why not bring everyone together? Why not collaborate? Collaboration is just the best thing. Even though we have similar messages, that amplification is really important, and people still need to hear about the reasons why we want to encourage biodiversity and protect our land, waters, and forests.
The two-day event features a wide array of discussions and activities to keep the whole family engaged in environmental stewardship.
Yeah, so it's on the grounds at Abbey Gardens. So what a beautiful, perfect location to sort of get inspired. They'll come in. We're stationed up at the program shelter with all of our potted plants. And then there you'll have the experience to chat with all of the environmental organizations that have been invited to have conversations with them, to learn about the different activities that they're doing in the community. We'll have also one of our activity centers from our Children's Water Festival. Our coordinator will be animating a really cool shoreline activity center for kids to get engaged with. So that's kind of happening up at the program shelter. And then you come down from that, and depending on if you've registered for a workshop or a presentation, you're coming down to the event tent at Abbey Gardens, which they're generous to have us use. And there you'll have the opportunity to do a vermicomposting workshop or listen to Baz Conlin chat about the benefits of rewilding or sit in with Stevie Funfer and find out about, you know, an intro into foraging. In between the event tent and the program shelter, we'll be doing our storybook walk, our water storybook walk, which is another feature of a children's water festival. It's a self-guided activity, but that will kind of lead you to and from. And then for the kids, we'll have a water hero scavenger hunt, which is really kind of neat and can engage with that. So it's very family friendly, but there is more formal presentation style parts of the event too.
The hope is that this event will become an annual EcoFest, a one-stop shop for ecology to discover, learn, and buy green. The FEEL Sustainable Shores event takes place May 17th and 18th. Field asks those who want to take part in the free workshops, pre-register. To do so, visit ecoenvirelearn.org.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.